is precisely what kept 599,998 sons of Abraham heirs, according to the promise, from the promised land. They trusted in Pharaoh. They trusted in Pharaoh. The prophet Isaiah warns, woe to them that go down into Egypt. Woe to them that trust in chariots and horses. Woe to them that put their trust in government rather than in God. Ah, this is serious stuff, my friends. Very serious stuff. It's eternal stuff. Now, out of Egypt can be put in your hands, and you'll be able to grab a hold of this message. Your gift of $17 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. It's on our website, saveus.org, or you can write to us.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about the tragedy that has befallen America. Because, you see, America was founded primarily by Christians with a heritage that was Christian. Everybody didn't have to be a Christian. There was no state religion as such. But everybody knew America was a Christian nation because we had a specific type of government. And John Adams had said, our Constitution is made for a moral and religious people. It would not work for any other. It's that it would be totally inadequate for any other. And that's really true. America was a unique nation because we limited the power of government, and you could only do that with moral people. And that morality that John Adams and our founding fathers believed in was Christianity. Well, you must understand there's been organized, orchestrated effort for the last 200 years to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. There really are people, and they go from generation to generation, who would establish certainly a one-world government, who would use the financial and military power of the United States to establish that world government, which is why we have somewhere between 8,000 and 1,000 overseas bases, and why we have our troop station in 130 nations, why we have over 45,000 troops permanently stationed in Germany, 35,000 troops permanently stationed in Japan, 25,000 troops permanently stationed in South Korea, because you see, we have an empire. We have troops permanently stationed in England, about 11,000, the same thing in Italy. But the average American thinks that we're somehow trying to promote democracy, but we're not. It's all about a world government because our government has been taken over by a group of people who have a different agenda because they worship a different God, and they've destroyed the moral and Christian foundation of this country. And as I said, they're using the financial and military power of the United States to impose brutal dictatorships throughout the world. And when people elect a democratically elected official like they did with Mossadegh in Syria in 1953, and we simply threw him out of office and imposed a dictator on them. We kept that dictator in, and then we threw him out of office in 79, and of course, then we brought in the Ayatollahs. But we go along with anybody who will go along with our agenda. And if you don't think for 1 minute that the Ayatollahs over there in Iran are playing their part, just like so many of the world rulers, well, you're sadly mistaken. But right now we have with us Pastor David Whitney. Hi, David. How are we doing?
Doing very well, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on the show, and thank you for the excellent work that you're doing getting the word out all over the country of the disastrous kind of policies that our government is bringing, not just to our own country, but sadly all around the world as they seek to establish this new world order, which is nothing but the old satanic order that he proposed back in the Garden of Eden and has been working on diligently for 6,000 plus years now.
But of course, everything is in place now to establish that one world government, and barring divine intervention, it's going to come about. It probably is going to come about, and of course it's going to be imposed through the United States and our military and our financial aid. Here we're giving $40 billion a year away when we're having to go out and borrow the $40 billion we're giving away, but we're really buying the support of the dictators throughout the world who will go along with our agenda. Will you pick up the story, David, from your point of view?
Well, you know, when our founders structured it, they recognized that government that is not strictly restricted and controlled is a very dangerous thing. Like fire, when it gets out of the fireplace, it'll burn down the house.
Hold that fire. Government is like fire. It's a dangerous servant, but a fearful master. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great-tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow is too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest this evening, Pastor David Whitney, talking about the importance of weapons for freedom. The people who talk about, oh, we don't want to be people shot, and oh, this little child was killed, and oh my goodness, you know, of gun violence, terrible things. Guns are all right for hunting, but you shouldn't have them around the house or loaded. Ladies and gentlemen, the Second Amendment was there because the founding fathers knew that there would be those who would want to establish a dictatorship, and that's what it's all about, and nobody has the courage to say that. But certainly, America's freedom was founded based upon guns. The shot that was heard around the world at Lexington and Concord was because King George wanted to disarm the American people, and he sent his troops to Concord to Lexington to seize the weapons and take them away. But of course, the Patriots are there, and the shot was fired at Concord that set off the Revolutionary War. And suddenly, then there was another episode, as David was telling us about, in Virginia, where the governor seized all the weapons and the shot, and suddenly the powder from the people, and put them into a boat out in the river there. And Patrick Henry went and rounded up a lot of Patriots, and they came into town. And what happened at that point?
Well, when the militia that Patrick Henry had raised came into town, they were a greater force than the soldiers that were available to the colonial governor of Virginia. And so, if I remember correctly, as Governor Gage there had to surrender and basically bring the arms from the ship in the James River back and put them in the magazine available to the people, the citizens there of Williamsburg. And the governor, knowing that what had just transpired here, with the militia showing their force, not no shots were fired, there was no bloodshed like at Lexington and Concord there in Williamsburg, but the governor recognized that his life and the life of his family was no longer safe. He was so afraid that while he put the munitions and the guns back in the city of Williamsburg from the ship, he put himself and his family on that ship in the James River, recognizing that he was no longer safe. You see, when the government fears the people, there's liberty. Oh, but when it's the opposite, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And indeed, Dr. Stan, and many of your other programs, I know you talk about all the different issues going on in America today where the people fear the government because they know we're spied on in all of our telephone conversations and our email and our internet and on it goes. And it's probably worse than we know in terms of what the NSA is doing to each of us. And then there's National Defense Authorization Act and on the list of tyrannical things that our current government is doing to us. And the sad thing is that a lot of people are afraid now.
And I think it's so vitally important people understand that they're just putting out all sorts of conflicting information to confuse us. First of all, I will tell you what's going on, because we've known about this for a long time, and long before Edward Snowden ever came forward, why I and Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and others on the front lines were simply talking about Project Echelon, which has been around for 20 or 30 years, where they listened to every telephone conversation and recorded it. And the same thing with the emails and faxes when they became available. So, well, all that Edward Snowden did was to popularize what we'd been talking about, but they're spying on the American people. And when President Obama goes on to the Jay Leno program and said, "We are not spying on the American people," he was frankly lying. But it's so difficult for the average American to recognize that the President of the United States would go on to national television and lie. And then they put out these old other stories. Oh, they've come up with a report. And they say, you know, the NSA has violated the law several thousand times, actually recording several thousand conversations that they didn't have the right to. Oh, that's terrible. And that we're going to have to bring restrictions on the NSA. Ladies and gentlemen, they've been doing this for years, and it's not just a couple of thousand. It's all of the conversations in America, in Europe, in England, Sydney, in Brazil. The Brazilians are furious. They've just recently canceled a major arms order from the United States, saying they don't want to order arms from a country that is spying on their people and listening to the telephone conversations. Now, Sydney, they do not have people listen to all the conversations. They're gone over by a computer, but they're all kept permanently stored. How do we know these things? Well, you can find this up on the internet, but we've been talking about it for years, and simply go up on the internet and look up Project Echelon, Echelon. Look at the fusion centers, or where essentially they take and correlate all of your dossiers. You have a Homeland Security dossier, a CIA dossier. You probably have a DARPA dossier. And suddenly, basically, they have at least three or four dossiers on everyone. And they're compiling all of these because we're heading to a dictatorship. We have people who have a whole different view because they worship a different God. Go right ahead, David.
No, amen. And that's the reason why our founders knew that we should not fear the government. The government should fear us. And the militia is an essential part of that, which is why the militia as a word has been denigrated now for several decades, and most people in America, when they hear the word militia, they automatically have a very negative response. They think of crazy guys running around with guns in the woods who are out of control and who are dangerous, and who, if they were honest about what they've been told, that anybody that believes in the militia anymore is a domestic terrorist. And I want to tell you something, because when we read the Second Amendment to our United States Constitution, it says this: a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Notice what it says, and that word necessary, you can look it up in a concordance of the Constitution, discover it's only occurs two other places. There's very few things that are, in describing our federal government and its structure, that say they are absolutely necessary. One of these things is that a well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. In other words, if you're going to have liberty in a land, you're only going to have liberty secured if you have a militia structure that secures that liberty. If you lose the militia structure in our country, then you are going to lose the security of a free state, and you're going to head toward tyranny very quickly. Interesting thing in the history of our country is 1902 with the Dick Act. It began the destruction of the militia structure that had been built, that tried to build a quasi-federal / state structure called the National Guard. Many people today falsely believe that the National Guard is the militia of their state. It is not. There's ample proof that it is not. It is under the control of the federal government. The federal government calls the shot for your state's National Guard, such that the governor of your state really has no direct control over that National Guard. Whenever the federal government wants it, it does whatever it pleases with it. I think it was the governor of Montana a few years back. There was a bunch of forest fires going all across his state. And at the time, this was Bush 2, it was in office, he called upon the president to return his state, Montana's state National Guard, from the Middle East to help fight the forest fires that were raging across his state. Bush simply refused. Like, no, sorry, you don't have any control over that militia. That militia belongs to us. And so it's not a militia when it is under the control of the federal government and has no possibility for the governor to actually control it. So we don't have a militia structure. I respect the opinions of constitutional expert Dr. Ed Vieira, who has studied in detail and written a massive two-volume tome on the militia. He states that currently not one state in the Union, not one of the 50 states, has a true constitutional militia. That ought to be of grave concern to every American who loves liberty and wants to see the security of a free state in contrast with a tyrannical state government.
Well, let me just point out, David, that some of our sheriffs, though, across America, and there are about 500 of them now, maybe close to 600, who have actually become aware of the danger of an EMP attack, which would lead to lawlessness and really this total breakdown of the structure of society. And many of these judges, many of these sheriffs in these individual counties are actually setting up a local militia so that they can have law and order if there's a breakdown of federal and state jurisdiction. And basically, I think every community should have a local militia under the control of the duly elected sheriff, who is the highest elected official in the county. And this is something we really need to start talking about, is forming our militias now, local militias, since we can't, there is no state militia. It is the National Guard. It's answerable to the federal government. And what we need are people who are loyal to themselves and to their neighbors and their families, not those who are answerable to a high government official, because so many of them certainly are part and parcel of what I call the brotherhood of darkness. But go right ahead, David.
No, amen to that. In fact, I would argue that those county militias are really the sheriff's posse, that the sheriff's posse goes all the way back into deep into English common law history, that the sheriff has an English common law and therefore an American common law. He has the ability to call up the citizens, the able-bodied citizens who are of that militia age, 18 and up, to aid him in anything that needs to happen in the county, an emergency arises or an attack happens or need to chase down criminals, kind of the old West. We get the picture of, hey, the sheriff's going to raise the posse and we're going to go after the bad guys and we're going to get them. Well, that's exactly what a posse is supposed to do. So I would say on the local level, the county level, the militia really is the posse. And you're absolutely right. Sheriffs are waking up to this reality. And so the restoration of what should be a state militia can happen on the county levels, even if it doesn't yet happen on the state level. It can happen on the county levels. In fact, last Monday night, Michael Peruca and myself were over in Delaware with Sheriff Jeff Christopher, who is forming a posse. In fact, we did the initial training for that group of posse members, and that training was our U.S. Constitution course, where they study the details so they know what the supreme law of the land is. They know what is law, and therefore they can identify what is not law. That's what a posse needs to start at that juncture of understanding.
And I think this is really so exciting because basically people see there's a threat. They want to do something. And once we give the leadership and get the sheriff on our side, it'll make a whole different world.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927.
800-800-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Stan and David is simply talking about the problem that we have at perception. A lot of people think that whatever the government says is right. But basically, we have a constitution, which is the ultimate law of our land. And the federal government does not have anything to do with education, and what it's doing is unconstitutional. David was simply giving the example of the federal government that wanted to control water and saying that they wanted to be able, in certain circumstances, to be able to limit the amount of water that would be utilized by the individual. And basically, if you read the constitution, any power is not specific. Specifically herein given by the Constitution to the federal government are to be limited to the states and to the people. Most of what's going on in Washington, D.C. is frankly unconstitutional because we're headed towards a dictatorship. And these criminal subversive elements in Washington, D.C. Basically are able to buy the support, certainly of our congressmen. In fact, we have in Washington, D.C. the finest congressman money could buy. And they cheat on our elections. You didn't realize in the last elections, there were many precincts in Pennsylvania where 98 or 95% of all the people voted for Obama. Some even with 100% votes for Obama. Do you honestly believe that? And yet, of course, this was never discussed afterwards. The last thing they want for the American people to know is that they've rigged the elections here. They've rigged it. Nobody questions, if you've studied history, that they rigged the election in 1960 and that Joe Kennedy bought the support of the mafia, who stole the election by stealing the votes for Illinois and one other state. And as was, of course, with the agreement that the Kennedy boys would leave the mafia alone. When, of course, they didn't. Why, of course, the mafia was willing to go along with the Brotherhood and killed Jack Kennedy and basically Sam Trafficante. In fact, we have a book written by his brother, Double Cross, where Sam Trafficante's brother tells how his brother, Sam, was instrumental and involved in the killing of Sean Kennedy. But you're not going to hear about that through regular channels. The last thing they want you to know is that they're rigging the elections. In many places all across America, there were literally thousands of voting irregularities last November. And you remember the concern that caused and all of the investigations? And I bet you don't, because nothing was said and there were no investigations or almost none. Go right ahead, David.
Yeah, convenient to play to get us on the attention of the scandal with the CIA head and his affair with all that mess.
You're talking about General Petraeus, the director of the CIA. Yeah, basically, why were they listening to the telephone calls of the director of the Central Intelligence Agency? If they listened to his conversations, you'd think they wouldn't listen to yours. And then having a sexual affair is not a crime. So why did they bring it out? Well, it was a diversion so that you wouldn't question the fact that the election there in 2012 was rigged. But you've got to keep people's minds focused on what you want so they cannot think independently. Go right ahead, David.
Amen. Well, so what we're seeing taking place is very encouraging. I mean, most Americans, if they know what's going on and they look at the news headlines, they realize we are in deep, deep trouble. And indeed we are. But the reality is there is a movement that they don't want you to know about of sheriffs across the country that are standing up and making statements that they won't go along with gun control, that they're going to resist federal tyranny when it comes in to their jurisdiction, to where they see it. And this is extremely encouraging because the sheriff can do that if he has the backing of the people in his district. If he has a true posse that's willing to stand with him, when it comes toe to toe, that's, I think, what is America's last hope in terms of preserving liberty. And again, that, as we've said, really reflects what the Second Amendment is speaking about. The right to keep and bear arms is a sacred right. I've argued a number of times in a couple of different debates on PBS and some of these other leftist news outlets that if a Christian understands what our God-given duty is, according to the commandment that says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder, we have a, therefore, a positive duty to defend life. and defend our own life if somebody's attacking us. Our default mode, according to God's word, is that we're to defend our life against that attacker who is seeking unjustly to take our life. And obviously we're to defend the life of those who we are responsible for, our family or our neighbors, or even defend life of somebody we don't know at all, a stranger, like the Good Samaritan did with a fellow that was beat up on the road and left for dead. So we have a duty to defend life, even with force, and that force at times may cause us to take a life if the person is attempting to take our life. And that's the basic biblical foundation, and there is this biblical foundation that underlies the Second Amendment. We have a right to self-defense, and because we have a right and a duty to self-defense, therefore we have a God-given right to keep and bear arms.
Hold that thought, David.
Ourselves and our loved ones.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you'd like to give us a call, we'll be back with Pastor David Whitney in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. We're simply telling the story. He's simply telling the story in the Bible where suddenly Jesus told why his disciples to go out and buy a sword when they were going to be going out and to actually to sell some of their garments if they had to, but they should buy a sword. Why? Because, of course, he believed in people and needed to be able to defend themselves. Basically, the society at that time was not as necessarily lawful as we might like to have it, and certainly our society we live in today is increasingly unlawful with increasing levels of violence. And basically, of course, but in the areas where they have certainly the most guns, in other words, where the people have the right to keep and bear arms, where they they have the right to carry weapons. There's very little crime. And where do you see the crime? Well, you see it in the big cities where they've taken the right of the people to have arms to protect themselves away. And then cities like Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, or Chicago, or New York, or Los Angeles. And the incidence of crime and murder and gun violence is frightening, but not in the areas where the people have the right to keep and bear arms. And why is that? Well, because there's prisoners, or pardon me, the criminals are smart enough to know that they don't want to tangle with somebody who may have a weapon and shoot them. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. But I want David to tell you how to get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, because basically it goes into the background, the foundation of the writing and the text of our Constitution, which is the document that separates America from every other nation in the world. And basically, if our people understood our Constitution and demand that the statements in that Constitution be adhered to, we wouldn't have the problems we have today. But the other side, the wicked people, the subversives, have moved very, very slowly over a series of decades, actually over a series of almost 200 years, little by little to centralize power in Washington, D.C., little by little to destroy faith and belief in God and family and country. And that is, of course, the reason they took that out of our schools, because they wanted to take God and prayer out of our schools, because they knew if they could destroy the religious foundation of this nation, there'd be increasing lawlessness, and then they could justify ever more control over our lives and, oh, disarm the people, and we've got to have a militarized police force to protect the people. Ladies and gentlemen, let the people protect themselves and get the police back to doing what they're doing, and that is not SWAT teams and militarization, but to defend the public, not to impose power on the individual. Let's take away freedom. Pastor David Whitney, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, and how they can support your effort to educate the public.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we have put together what we call a host kit, a simple way that anybody with any group of people anywhere can teach them these founding principles. Actually, as the host, you're showing DVDs that are the lectures, the 12 lectures that are the core of the course. The host kit also has a student manual, which is a detailed outline of each of those lectures, supplemental readings that are associated with each of those lectures, test questions and review questions, all of what you need to conduct a course on your own in your own community is in the host kit. And you can get the host kit either by calling us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution, and that toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can go to our website and order it there. Our website is The American View, all one word, theamericanview.com. And right there is a blue button partway down the front page there that gives you all the information about ordering a host kit and starting a study group in your community. And now's an excellent time to do that, as people are getting prepared to return to school. This is the time when they begin to put their fall schedule together. Now's a perfect time to get a host kit and schedule a class. We have many classes across the country that are being done in churches. And I know that sometimes pastors are a little resistant to having a church sponsor a class or offer a class. And so I encourage anybody who encounters some resistance from either their elders or their pastor, the leadership of the church, have them call me, Pastor David Whitney at Institute on the Constitution, that same number, toll-free number, 866-730-9796. And I would love to talk to them and explain to them why training Christian citizens is part of the ministry of a church that truly believes in making disciples. Not the only thing, but one slice of the pie of making a disciple is to train them as a Christian citizen, what they need to know, how they need to act as a Christian citizen. And it's right there on Jesus' command, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. In America, that means the citizen must know the Constitution. They must know what the standard is by which they measure who they're going to vote for, how they vote when they serve on a jury, extremely important, whether grand jury or petit jury. You can't do your job, You can't fulfill what Jesus commanded, render to Caesar, without a knowledge of our Constitution. So we've made it very simple, very easy for anyone to do this. And we encourage everyone to get a host kit either by going to our website, theamericanview.com, or call us toll-free, 866-730-9796. And join the thousands of people who have and are hosting classes all over America. We've got feedback from various folks in various parts of the country as they're preparing and scheduling their classes for this fall. And, again, a very encouraging thing taking place that is way below the radar in most of the news cycles, although we shared earlier what, you know, other months what happened in Springboro, Ohio, when it blipped up on the news cycle because there was an attempt to see our course taught in public school, of all things, to children. Oh, the left just had a coronary attack and attacked us, and saw that that was ended, at least temporarily. But we see Americans recognizing we're in a desperate state, and things must change, or liberty will be lost. And this isn't the end of the process, but the beginning of the process must be an education as to the standard of what is lawful government. And without that understanding of what is lawful government, many of the actions that are being proposed are going to take us in the wrong direction. One of which, by the way, is the Constitutional Convention. We hear this again and again coming up. I think Mark Levin is now promoting this. Oh, we can have a safe Constitutional Convention. Very dangerous idea, wrongheaded. And if people have taken our course, they will know why that is a wrongheaded idea and is not at all a wise course of action for Patriots Day.
I certainly concur with that. Well, of course, our guest is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. Now, what is the telephone number? What is the website people can go to get the material from the Institute of the Constitution?
Our toll-free number, again, is 1-866-730-9796. 1-866-730-9796. And our website is TheAmericanView.com, all one word, TheAmericanView.com. Well, just earlier we were talking about the objection many people have to Christians defending themselves, like, well, no, Jesus told us to turn the other cheek. But wait a minute, we need to take the whole context of what Jesus is saying there. He said, if someone slaps you on the cheek, turn the other cheek. Notice what he's talking about here. He's talking about something that would be an embarrassing thing if somebody slaps you on the cheek. It would sting a little bit, but it would not be a life-threatening action on the part of this person who slapped you on the cheek. So Jesus is saying if somebody is going to insult you, if somebody's going to injure you slightly in a way that's not life-threatening, turn the other cheek. No need to retaliate, no need to defend yourself against such an action that is not life-threatening. But Jesus never said, if someone takes out a sword and stabs you in the chest, go ahead and turn around and let them stab you in the back. No, that is not what Jesus said. There are times, and there obviously are clearly in Scripture, where Christians are called to lay down their life as a martyr for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, all the disciples other than the Apostle John became martyrs for their faith. And so certainly there's a calling, and if God calls us to that, that is certainly justifiable. But the default mode, unless we are called to that kind of martyrdom, the default mode is that we are to defend our life in obedience to the commandment of God that says, thou shalt not murder, which includes the positive element and the positive scriptural command that we are to defend life, our own life, the life of those that we are responsible for. So I just wanted to share kind of the theological underpinning for the Second Amendment, because I think many times Christians have not heard those truths, and the result is they think, well, you know, yeah, Second Amendment's there, but really as Christians, we don't believe the Second Amendment is a good idea, and as a Christian, I probably shouldn't buy a gun, and that's not something a Christian ought to do. When in fact, That is what a Christian ought to do. And that is part of our responsibility in our constitutional republic. Our republic was built with this essential element of the militia built into the very structure of it, not just mentioned here in the Second Amendment, but also spoken of in the body of the Constitution itself, because our founders wanted to build a form of government that would defend against tyranny. And they recognized that in the ultimate push to shove, the final protection against tyranny had to be a militia of the people. And the militia, if you look up the definition of what the word meant to our founders, the best source for that is Webster's 1828 dictionary. The militia is the average citizen, 18 and older, who is not a professional soldier in any way, shape, or form. They have a regular job, but they are a member of the militia, which means they are required to be at training days. They're required to maintain their weapons. They're required to, appear for duty when called upon. So it takes a responsibility on the part of the citizen. And again, this is perhaps where we've gotten off track as Americans. We've thought that liberty was on autopilot. You know, well, we got our Constitution and, you know, we've got our form of government. Every 4 years we go cast our ballots, or maybe every 2 years if we're really an astute citizen. So we do our part and we pay our taxes and that's the end of it. No, not according to our founders. If you are going to enjoy liberty, the price for enjoying liberty is eternal vigilance. And it takes some sacrifice, and that's what the militia involves. There's a sacrifice of time and effort and money to purchase and maintain a weapon and get trained and all that. You know, it's not an easy thing to say we are responsible for the security in our community. And we cannot just sit back and say, we've hired people to do that. And that's the other aspect of this that I think is a fallacy many, many Americans have bought into. Why is the policeman who's in a cruiser or maybe walking the beat down your street, why is it that he has a weapon? Oh, he said, of course he's got a weapon because he's a policeman and he's going to defend our community and, you know, he's going to protect us from the bad guys. So he's out there. Of course he has to have a weapon. Well, what is the basis? Where did he get the power to carry a weapon in our community? Well, he only got that power from we the people who, when we formed our government, determined that we needed a local police force. And because we have the right to self-defense that is given to us by God, then we have the right to hire someone else to help us in that task of self-defense. So the fallacy has become, well, yeah, the police can have a gun, but you can't have a gun. Wait a minute, if I, as a local citizen, if I can't have a weapon, how could I ever confer a power to the policeman on the street to have a weapon? If I can't have one, he can't have one either, because his power to carry a weapon in the community comes from me, comes from we the people.
Let me just comment. Many years ago, a man named Lord Acton had a saying. He said, a power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Absolute power corrupts, pardon me, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that has been certainly repeated many, many times. But a senator came and actually was in my studio sitting across from where I'm sitting today. And he had been a senator from the state of Alaska for many years. And basically he added to that, he said, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone. Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely everyone. So if you give a policeman a gun, I said he has absolute power. But basically we have to realize, of course, that he is corruptible and basically not controlling the people. Want a dictatorship in America. People like certainly Obama, who actually went on the Jay Leno program and lied to the American people when he said, we are not monitoring the American people. We are not monitoring the American people. Ladies and gentlemen, when the president can do that, why would he do that? Because most people would believe him. It's very difficult for people to honestly believe that our president or other officials would lie to us, but they have an agenda. They want a dictatorship in America. They want a world dictatorship. Why do you think we're spending all this money to overthrow the governments over there in the Middle East? We've overthrown the government of Egypt, of Tunisia, of Libya. We overthrew the government of Turkey back in 2002. That was done by a man named... be thrown out of Turkey, and even the State Department wanted to keep him out of the United States, but the CIA got him into the United States, and Gulen is certainly financing most of this Muslim Brotherhood violence all throughout the Near East and the Middle East today. Mr. Gulen, look him up on the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. We need to take America back if we're concerned about the rest of the world. And we also need to certainly have the right to keep and bear arms if we want to maintain our freedom. Go right ahead, David.
And so that that phrase at the end of the Second Amendment, this right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, is one of the strongest statements in our Constitution. Any infringement of the people's right to keep and bear arms is illegal, is a violation of the supreme law of the land, our Second Amendment, and all the attempts we see going on today to weaken or to restrict or gun control, all of these are a violation of that phrase, shall not be infringed, and therefore they are essentially illegal because they are unconstitutional vis-a-vis the Second Amendment of our U.S. Constitution.
But ladies and gentlemen, there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. This is not imaginary. This is really very, very real. I mean, who do you think it was who imposed the communist dictatorship on China? If you'd have any question, we've got a four tape set on China. The American government actually prevented the nationalist Chinese from being able to buy weapons anywhere in the world so that the communists would take over. We installed the communists there, who killed over 100 million people.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Pastor David Whitney at the Institute of the Constitution, simply pointing out that liberty and limited government are synonymous, that tyranny and total government are synonymous, and we're moving rapidly towards tyranny because there really are people who want to control us. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't read my essays on the Trilateral Commission, they're available at our website at radioliberty.com. And basically, of course, between 1977 and the year 2009, every president elected for the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission that never had more than 87 members of the North American chapter. Many came from Canada and Mexico, and the rest of them were Americans. And every president and or vice president came from that list of people. When Barack Obama, who's not a member of the Trilateral Commission, came to office, why should he picked 11 of those 87 people to be his closest advisors? Do you really think we have honest elections? Basically, why do you think that we never discussed all the voting irregularities last November in the presidential election? We're in Pennsylvania. In many of the precincts, in 98 to 99%, even 100% of the people, all voted for Obama. Do you honestly believe that's true? Ladies and gentlemen, we have real problems in America. And the important thing is to get the American people to start caring about what's going on and become involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Now you can listen to our programs there live 4 hours a day. You can listen certainly archived 24 hours a day. And your job is to get other people to listen to our programs and to help us get the information out about the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it several times. You need certainly to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and my talk on Population Control, The Covert Agenda. I should say The Secret Agenda. The information is readily available. You need to get it. You need to get others to get it. Certainly, you go to our website, you'll find all sorts of fascinating and vitally important CDs and DVDs. If you haven't gotten our information on the threat of an EMP attack, you need to get it because, of course, the information is being concealed. And basically, in one moment, why America could change and be reverted back to the way we were in the mid-1800s with an EMP attack or a solar flare. And we're actually approaching a time where we're going to have increasing solar flares in this next month or two. If that's true, why aren't we hearing about it? Well, for the same reason you have not been allowed to hear about the fact that Congress voted unanimously, every Democrat, every Republican, every independent, back in the 110th Congress voted to actually do something to protect us from an EMP attack, to start putting in breakers and do the things, get extra transformers in place. And it was blocked by one vote in the Senate, and nothing ever happened. And the average American has never heard about this. Same thing happened in the following congressional, it was the 111th Congress. They never got that out of committee. Somebody doesn't want the information out. You need to get our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. You need to get our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. These are not imaginary. This is very, very real. We carry the book, A Nation Forsaken, A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, who spent 30 years in the Defense Department. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. At radioliberty.com, and we encourage you to go to our website to watch our DVDs, to listen to our radio programs, and to to read our newsletters, which are there. Right now, we don't seem to be getting through to Patrick Wood. who's our guest for the next hour. We're probably going to have open lines. So we encourage you to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 as soon as we get back. 1-800-544-8927. Look forward to hearing from you. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
While a storm cloud gathers,
yeah,
far across the field, let us swear allegiance to a land of peace. Let us all be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Patrick Wood, who certainly started out working in the late 1970s with our good friend Professor Sutton, and certainly going into the background of the Trilateral Commission. And basically, Patrick is probably the leading expert on the Trilateral Commission in the country today. But now, of course, he's spending a lot of time studying what's taking place economically. He writes an economic newsletter, and his views on what's going on, I think, are very, very worthwhile hearing, because I will tell you, we are heading into a cataclysmic event. This whole economic system, the fiat money system that exists throughout the world, is beginning to crumble. Now, this is going to be a matter of weeks, months, years, decades. I don't know, but there's one thing I can tell you, and that is that the current economic system will not survive several decades more. And it may very well, but in a relatively short period of time, we're going to see a deflationary depression. Patrick, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Dr. Stan. Nice to be on. Thank you very much.
Well, why don't you give us the background of your thoughts on what's going on?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, last time that we talked, we did discuss some stock market equities issues. We discussed gold and silver. We discussed the bond market and interest rates and things like that. These are all indicators, of course, of what's going on in the economy. And probably the biggest thing that's in the news that's in the forefront of my thinking right now is that interest rates are strikingly so shooting up again. This is not the policy of the Federal Reserve. This is just market action taking place. But since the bottom of the interest rates, Treasury interest rates some months ago, they have moved up, like the 10-year and the 30-year Treasury bond, they have moved up just about 60% since the bottom. And that's a huge increase in a relatively short period of time. And traders and investors now are really getting concerned that the bond bubble is bursting and that rates are about to shoot up dramatically. And of course, if that happens, if interest rates go up, bond portfolios go down in value. It'll create a bear market in bond portfolios, which is unfortunate for people that have to live on fixed income and, you know, things like, you know, pension funds and so on that invest heavily in debt instruments. They also will suffer great losses. And at the same time now, we've seen the bond market roll over. Now we're seeing the stock market begin to roll over as well. And there's a lot of risk here at this point. Let me put it this way.
Well, let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, that basically the 10-year interest on the 10-year note has gone up from about 8 months ago to at 1.47% to 2.88% today, almost doubled. And basically, of course, what this means is the government's going to have to put all that money. They're going to have to pay interest on the national debt. Almost $17 trillion. And what happens if the interest rate keeps going up? Basically, if it were to get up to 4%, why would we be putting out almost $1 trillion a year in interest? And if we went up to 6 or 7%, there wouldn't be any money to run the government. And this is not imaginary. It's very real.
It is not imaginary. It's very real.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You know Monday is the day before Tuesday. You know Tuesday is the day before Wednesday. You know Christmas Eve is the day before Christmas. And you know New Year's Eve is the day before New Year's Day. But you don't always know the day before. You don't know the day before an emergency happens. You don't know the day before a tornado or an act of terrorism. You don't know the day before an earthquake or power outage. And by the time you do know it was the day before, it's already too late. You know it's a good idea to be prepared. And we're airing this message to make sure you know freezedryguy.com is ready to help with your emergency preparedness needs, including great tasting, long-lasting freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. You know today is the day to take action. Tomorrow could be too late.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Patrick was simply saying that basically in 2008 we had a major economic crisis. A lot of certainly banks were and communities that invested in bonds, T-bonds, and they bought insurance policies. They call them derivative contracts. So that in case the interest rate went up, why, of course, they would not lose money on their bonds, because when the interest rate goes up, the bond market price goes down. So you buy suddenly then an insurance policy. So even if the interest rate does go up, why, you don't lose any money. The difficulty is that the banks that write these insurance policies don't have any money backing them. There's no money there. They make tremendous profits on this, but of course, suddenly if the interest rates do go up, they don't have the amount of money to actually pay off these derivative contracts. And we're talking about, at the present time, almost $250 billion worth of derivative contracts out across the world, or contracts that are related to the derivative contracts related to interest rates. And this could be a catastrophe, couldn't it, Patrick?
Well, it could. And many of the derivative contracts are marked to interest rates. In other words, the triggers are tied to interest rates in some way. And when we talk about treasury bills, they, of course, are the most secure and safest of all the bond instruments in the marketplace. When you throw on top of that corporate bonds, when you throw on top of that municipal bond, which are shaky as a whole as well, when you throw on top of that junk bonds, there's a huge, huge market out there, many trillions of dollars of market that is backed up by these or stacked underneath all these derivative contracts that say that if such and such a criteria isn't met, that you have to pay up on the derivative contract. And with a shock in interest rates, where interest rates go up rapidly, bond portfolios go down, will begin to trigger the first wave, if you will, of these derivative contracts. And the companies that wrote them will have to pay off on them. The odd thing is the QE program that the Fed has been exercising for the last several years has injected enough liquidity into the marketplace that there'll never again be a need for a Hank Paulson to come to Congress, slam his fist on the table, and demand $800 billion to bail out Lehman Brothers or whatever. And they put the money in advance. I think they have a pretty good idea they're not going to pull the wool over the American public again. Over the eyes, and so they've got a lot of liquidity in the market right now. This money ostensibly could be available to pay off some of these, some busted derivative contracts. It would just spread the money around is all it would do. It would never come home to roost again in our country, unfortunately, because much of it would probably be abroad. But it's going to be interesting to see how the market does get rid of this excess liquidity that is in our financial system right now. It's got nowhere to go. It's just sitting there losing money on everybody's books. Nobody makes money on liquidity. Banks only make money when they loan money. They're not loaning money. They're sitting on liquidity. They have a huge problem, Dr. Stan, and they can't get rid of this money.
And basically, of course, the reason, of course, that the banks are sitting on their money and not lending it out is because if they started to lend it out with all the money that's there, we'd have inflation. Basically, the corporations are sitting on hundreds of trillions, many, many trillions of dollars worth of money sitting in bank accounts, and they're not investing it because they started to investing it and expanding their production. Why would it lead to inflation? So because there's a close working relationship between the banks, the central banks, and the major corporations are all in this together, they're certainly not putting the money out. Patrick says, it's just sitting in bank accounts all throughout the world. But what happens if these banks get into trouble? What happens if these banks have been writing derivative contracts, insurance policies, with nothing to back them up? Then what happens to the money that's in those accounts? Well, basically, I think many of those banks would simply take that money, pay off their debts, and leave suddenly the depositors sitting there without any backing. That's what happened in Cyprus. That may very well foreshadow what's going to happen. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what people are really worried about today, these smart people, they're worried about the bond bubble. Basically, of course, the bonds market has been doing great. As the interest rates have gone down, why, the value of the bonds has gone up. But now that the interest rates are starting to go up, the value of the bonds is beginning to drop. And we're talking about certainly the bond market is somewhere between 6 and 10 times the size of the stock market. We're talking about really hundreds of trillions of dollars out there all throughout the world, and this thing could just collapse literally overnight. What are your thoughts?
Well, it could, and that's the risk of this whole thing, Dr. Stan. The economy, it's hard to deflate an economy in a short period of time. There is, of course, deflationary pressure in the global economy, but the economic system itself, with gross domestic product and so on, those numbers move slowly. Those industries move slowly to roll. It's like trying to steer a giant cruise ship. It just takes a very, very wide wide circle to turn, and so we can't really measure the risk of an economic quote-unquote recession or depression. But what we can measure is the risk of financial illiquidity that leads to a financial freeze-up. It's like the oil running out of your car. You're going down the freeway at 70 miles an hour. You get a leak. All of a sudden, the oil goes squish, squish out of your car. And then about, probably 3 or 4 minutes after that, your engine seizes up. Your car pulls off to the side of the road. The engine's on fire by that time, and your whole car burns up. That's what happened. That's like the financial liquidity being drained out of the banking system all of a sudden with a financial crisis. And this is the greatest risk, in my view, that we face right now. I don't think it's ever been greater, probably, in the last 50 years. This is a greater systemic risk than just merely saying, well, the economy's not doing very well, is it? I mean, sure, we could point to that. We could point to unemployment, lots of different statistics and say, well, it isn't doing too well. But that's not really the issue today. Financial liquidity is everything. And if we lose that liquidity in our system through whatever means, just like the oil running out of our engine will freeze up and smoke and just start smoking, and everything will come to a screeching halt.
Well, but then what can people do to protect themselves? Is there any way we can keep this catastrophe from happening? And then what can the individual do to protect himself and his family? I mean, basically, certainly if we're in bonds, we can get into terrible problems because those bonds would certainly just collapse. And basically, if in the stock market, I don't know what you'd be in where you'd really be certain. What can people do with their funds?
Well, there is no guarantee, of course, that a financial freeze-up is going to happen. We just say the risk is getting higher as time goes on here. We couldn't definitively predict it the last time around. We said kind of the same thing. The risk is getting higher, higher, higher. We didn't know what day it was going to hit, but it finally did. So they might find some way to push it off and kick the can down the road. But in the meantime, with deflationary pressure being what it is all around the world, as we have said for years now, cash is king in a deflation. And cash and cash equivalents are very short-term treasury bonds, 30, 60, 90-day treasury bills, rather, or bills that are about to mature. In some cases, just cash. There's nothing wrong with having 6 months or 9 months worth of cash in your possession. That is green bills. There's nothing wrong, of course, with having some gold or silver coins that could be used as spending instruments if cash were to dry up or something. I only look at gold and silver at this point as an insurance policy, not as a major investment, because I think there's a lot of risk there as well in terms of principal. But short-term debt obligations like treasury bills and cash, Dr. Stan, I hate to say that's about the only thing right now that is performing well. And if everybody jumps on the bandwagon, you wonder, you ask the question, could everybody hold cash? Well, the answer is no, they couldn't. So I don't know what's going to happen when too many people start going through that door. It's not going to be pretty.
Well, I think that there are three rules of investing. Diversify, diversify, diversify. And basically, I've seen so many tragic people, who wanted to get rich fast, and boy, they had a surefire thing. And they mortgaged their house, and we're talking about people 65 years old because they wanted to get rich, and they mortgaged their house, and they went into this surefire investment that they couldn't lose on, and you know what happened? it went down and they lost everything. Do not do it. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Everything you put out, understand that you may lose it. And that's why you're, the more places that you are, the better off you are. What about investing in other countries, or certainly in the stock markets or in bonds of other countries? Is there any place for that sort of thing, Patrick?
There's not a country in the world that I would touch with a 10-foot stick. Except, you know, oddly enough, though, you might look at some of the countries that have already been screwed down and virtually gone bankrupt, because they might have a chance to build out of the ashes to do something with themselves. But unless I lived there, I don't think I'd want to mess with any place that I didn't really understand. There's no place to hide. You know, you can't go to Switzerland anymore. You can't go to Germany. You can't go to France. I mean, it's just, you know, all the countries in the world are basically in the same boat as we are. In fact, they're probably worse off than we are. And, you know, staying in the place that you know best is probably, probably the best practice. It's certainly not optimal.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295, or out across America, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Patrick Wood. We're talking about certainly about what's going on. But the significant thing is the interest rates on the 10-year Treasury bill are really starting to move up and move up very, very rapidly here over this last month or two. And basically, it would appear that as this happens, the value of the bonds is going to go down, and you better understand what's going on, and you better evaluate everything you're doing. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment.
While a storm cloud gathers. You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Listen, it's open lines. We have actually Frank calling from Salinas. And our guest, of course, is Patrick Wood. And Frank wants to know, are we going to have a hyperinflation or a deflation? Sydney, Patrick thinks we're going to have, falling prices. We're not going to have increasing prices. And basically what they're going to do is start contracting the amount of money that's out there. And Sydney, that a lot of it, remember, this is all paper. There's nothing there. It's all imaginary. And basically a lot of it's going to lose its value. And basically this is going to be very, very poor for bonds. It's going to be poor for stocks. He thinks it will be poor for gold and silver as well. And he doesn't think that there's much of anything that's a very secure investment today. How about property, Patrick?
Well, you know, I'm very leery of real estate still, because when interest rates rise, there's obviously pressure for people not to buy homes. They can't afford them. You have to pay a lot more money for every percentage point that interest rates go up. Monthly payments go up. People were paying cash for homes in the last couple of years. That the cash buyers probably really caused the market to recover as much as it did. Those cash buyers are not there now, and they're depending on borrow money to buy homes. The American consumer can only take that for so long before he says, "Look, I'm tapped out. I can't go that high." And they're not. They're just going to slow up on buying homes. But I think real estate is fraught with risk right now as well. I hope that explanation kind of helps you, Frank. You know, there could be some prices on some goods, like some food items and maybe some consumer items, that shoot up dramatically. But that wouldn't be a reason to think, oh my gosh, we've got hyperinflation. That could just be a local supply and demand issue, or it could be price gouging. But as products go out of business and we have fewer products to choose from, the remaining products are probably, you know, in some cases, are going to be going up in price. And it has nothing to do with underlying inflation. It just has to do with the way the market is.
And Frank, we're moving into a very, very difficult situation. And I think it's very hard to know exactly what to do. I will tell you, this is probably the most dangerous situation that we've had in this country, certainly in the last 100 years. I think probably in many respects, equally as bad as the Great Depression of 1929, perhaps even worse. Because at least then we had a gold-backed currency. We did not have massive amounts of money that had been put out. Remember, they've destroyed 96% of the value of the American currency over this last 100 years. The Federal Reserve was created in 1913 to give us a stable dollar, and they have. They've given themselves stable dollars, but of course they've destroyed the value of the dollar held by us. 96% of the value has gone down. We no longer have a stable currency. We had one in 1929. We don't, because we could even have a worse situation than we had during the 1930s. What are your thoughts on that, Patrick?
Well, I think that the anecdotal evidence of the deflationary meme that we have right now is that anybody that has money doesn't want to let go of it anymore. The banks are not letting go of money. They're scared to death of deflation. They're holding on to everything they can. Rich investors are holding on to money, the cash. They're not spending it. Corporations are holding on to money. They're afraid to spend their money. I forget how many trillions of dollars the corporations hold right now, but it's the highest amount in history. They're not spending it. They're not going to spend it. They're scared to death to spend it because they realize if they lose it, they may never get the cash back again to recover when things really come unglued. So you got all these people around holding cash, and as I said, in a deflation, cash is king. they can say whatever they want about hyperinflation, inflation, or any other thing on the world, but they're behaving. Their shoe leather is there. They're behaving as if there's going to be deflation, and they're scared to death to get out the money. And, you know, this is just I think this is just anecdotal evidence that what we say is right.
And I think that basically, you know, certainly there's no guarantee there's going to be runaway inflation. This is the thing. A lot of very, very smart people will agree with what Patrick is saying, and that is we don't know which way it's going. All we know is it's not going to be good, but whether it's going to be inflation or deflation, why certainly it's going to be very difficult. And the average individual, if he doesn't have understanding what's going on, is going to get whipsawed and wiped out. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Anything else you wanted to ask, Frank?
Well, it's very hard for the average person to understand what happened in 1929 to 34, where the stock market went down 90%. So you had 10% left. Is that the kind of thing that could happen now?
Well, do you think that you could have a dramatic drop in the stock market, Patrick?
Absolutely, I do. I think the risk is very high.
Right now, the price-earnings ratio is about 14 to 15. It should be down around 8. And certainly, if it would fall precipitously, it could fall far less than that. We're just going to have to wait and see. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. You're welcome. 46295, right here in the Central Coast of California.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Patrick Wood. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Patrick, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get to your website? And are you still publishing your newsletter?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan. Obvistforecast.com is where people can catch up on what I'm writing and what's going on these days. And my findings and forecast newsletter is still in process every day, actually. I turned it from a weekly review into a daily commentary, kind of a live blog type of an affair. But if that's of interest to people, I'd love to have them as part of my subscribing family. Yes, just obvistforecast.com will do it.
All right. Well, what percentage of people's wealth should they have in gold and silver? And basically, how much should they have in just in cash?
I would say, you know, generally speaking, I never really recommended more than 5 to 10% of a person's wealth, if he has any significant wealth, in gold and silver. That doesn't leave a lot for a lot of people because they're not in that category. They're, you know, most of America now is kind of on the lower end of the scale. But, you know, if you can afford to have a little bit, I wouldn't put, you know, certainly not 3% or 50% of your wealth into it. But if you could, you know, have a little bit in reserve, it would be a good thing. As far as cash on hand is concerned, at this point, I'm kind of thinking that it's a wise thing to have maybe 6 months worth of normal expenses in your pocket or you know, in your possession somewhere, not in your pocket, please, but somewhere close at hand where it's safe and you get your hand on it. Do not put it in a safety deposit box. Banks will not allow you to normally do that anyway, but even if you did, banks own that box, not you, even though you're renting it from them. They can confiscate anything that's in your safety deposit box. So you don't want to put your cash back in the bank in a safety deposit box, but you can buy a safe or something or whatever and, you know, keep it at home or in a safe place. And, you know, you might even do better than that. And the reason I say that, you remember in Greece, when the banking system hit the skids in Greece, the ATMs, the ATM machines were screwed down to where they could only take out a very, very small amount of money each day. And that included businesses too, not just people, but even businesses could only withdraw just, you know, maybe just like equivalent, say, of $100 a day. They could not pay their people. They couldn't buy products, you know, to restock their shelves. They couldn't buy things to use in the manufacturing process because they couldn't get their hands on the cash. So people that had somehow thought in advance in Greece to stock up some cash, well, let me tell you about cash being king in a deflation. they did very well because they could pull it out and say, here, you know, here's your old cash. And, of course, everybody would be clamoring to somebody who's got the cash selling products because a lot of product just sits in the shop and sits there and collects dust. So,
well, certainly Greece is still in pretty poor shape today. They have overall, certainly, their unemployment is about 27%. For the young people, certainly, it's about 65%, 67% unemployment for the young. And basically, of course, they've had to lay off large numbers of people over there. A large number of the government jobs have been done away with. And things are really pretty poor shape in Greece today. And basically, they're trying to get more money from the European Union. See, the difficulty is because they are part of the European Union, they can't simply go ahead and plant and print money. As this would be the ideal situation. Go ahead and print the money and suddenly it might lower the value of your currency, but at least you can get the economy going that way. But right now they can't do that because they're part of the European Union, because their currency is European Union currency, which they cannot print. And so they're having to borrow this from the European Central Bank, which is dictating very harsh terms as far as their economy is concerned. And I feel that this is going to happen with a number of the countries over there in Europe who have given up their sovereignty by letting somebody else control their monetary system. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, the economy of Europe is contracting now. Germany is not doing too badly. They're doing better than anybody else over there. But even Germany is not doing as well as they have in the past. And as, of course, as their neighbors' economies collapse and contract, so is the economy of Germany. Go right ahead, Patrick. What are your thoughts?
We know, Dr. Stan, I'd like to throw in a word about technocracy here, but I seem to do that a lot these days. You know, I've been studying the concept of technocracy as a political economic system, for several years now, and relating it back to our favorite topic, the Trilateral Commission from the 1970s, when they set out to create a new international economic order, I dare say that what they had in mind was creating a technocracy, not creating, you know, any other kind of reshuffled economic system. And the reason that I'm thoroughly convinced about that is looking at the intelligence design of the rest of the world, probably including here too, but in Europe now, Europeans, critics of the European Union now, are openly talking about the fact that the Eurozone, the European project as they call it, is a technocracy. It's run by unelected regulators who are dictating the very minute things of life now. They have no freedom, and you know, the people living under this yoke don't like it one bit. The other, and of course, the European Union was created by and large under the auspices of the Trilateral Commission, starting in the mid-80s at least, and then you have the case in China. China has also been declared a technocracy, and China would not have been developed to the extent that it is economically today were it not for the persistent and consistent effort of members of the Trilateral Commission starting in the early 1970s. And I would remind people that it was Henry Kissinger who first went to visit China when it was still a very communistic nation, a brutal nation as well, took an illegal trip to go to China to open up relationship with it. Henry Kissinger was one of the first members of the Trilateral Commission in 1973. And after that, basically, it's history at this point. China has cleaned our clock. They've stolen our technology. They've stolen our industries, way to build them over there. And now, you know, people outside of the United States are openly calling China a technocracy. It's being run like a technocracy with technical experts and engineers and scientists at the top of their society. They're social engineers running the society. And so if we think, okay, if technocracy is what's coming, folks, then America is about ready to experience a technocratic coup. It's not going to be, you know, I don't think it's going to be necessarily any other kind of a meltdown. It's not going to be a military coup. It's not going to be a political coup. It's going to be a technocratic coup where they put the shackles of technology, of unelected regulators on top of us, and basically it'll be completely divorced from the legislative process, and we will be told what to do. And if we want to eat, it's like in Europe, it's like in China, you do what you're told or you won't eat or you won't play or you won't get a job.
And I really think that the average individual doesn't understand what's going on. Basically, the people who run our country don't believe in the Constitution. They're a subversive group whose loyalty is not to America, but to this technocratic dream of a group of intellectuals running the world. Would that be a fair statement?
It would be. And especially in this country, I can tell you that with great certainty at this point, the reason for the disconnect between the administration and our Congress is because the administration is now filled with, run by, built upon technocracy. And technocracy eschews politicians. They think they're a bunch of idiots. Well, that's exactly what the administration thinks of Congress. And even when Congress passes a law and funds a particular project or whatever, if the administration, the technocrats, in other words, if they don't want to do what Congress has said, they simply ignore it or use executive fiat to run around it. This has never happened before in the history of our country, but we are effectively disconnected from the legislative process altogether.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think they rigged the elections, just read about all the things that happened last November were in Pennsylvania. There were whole precincts where 98 or 99% of the people voted for Obama. There were precincts with maybe 1,000 people in it and 1,600 votes for Obama. Does anybody really think that we had a fair election? But nobody's going to talk about that. Nobody's going to talk about how they've rigged elections in the past and how they rigged them here, because it's all a matter of perception. The last thing they want is for the American people to start thinking and talking. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. So what do they keep our attention focused on? why baseball. Every time you turn on the news, why you'll have two or three minutes of baseball, and maybe you'll have Sydney getting ready now for the football season, or the golf games, or the tennis games. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all simply how they control our minds, and they focus our minds on totally unimportant things, sex scandals and the like, but never on the really important things that have to do with patriotism or freedom or preservation of a free society. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Sydney, our guest is Patrick Wood. And Patrick's been writing and talking about technocracy for a long period of time. You can go up on the internet and read about it. It is a theory I can remember when I was 14 or 15 years old. And there was a place up in the hills in the Santa Cruz Mountains. It was called Holy City, and it was the center of technocracy. And basically, of course, they actually were pushing technocracy at that time, where technocrats would run the government. Well, let's go to Eric, and let's see. Is this Eric calling from Compton? Hi, Eric. How are we doing?
I'm fine, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Mr. Wood, I'm not sure. Have you ever referenced Revelation 6:6? Where it talks about a day's wages for a loaf of bread. That's a kind of.
You're talking now about the biblical admonition that there will come a time when you get a day's wages to be a loaf of bread or 4 pounds of barley.
Now, I'm not sure if there's. It all depends on whose commentary you read, but it could mean a scarcity of food, or it could mean hyperinflation. That's how much this is going to cost.
I don't know, Patrick. Do you know? Would you want to comment on that or not?
Well, you know that you're right. There could be two reasons for a price of a measure of wheat or barley to be so high. It could be short supply, or it could be excessive money. And I'll tell you what: if you study the course of Revelation, you have an incredible destruction of capacity during the early part of that 7-year period. And it would seem to me that the reason for shortages would be because of restriction and growing crops and stuff like that, rather than the monetary supply. My guess is also, and again, this is just speculation, understand. My guess is also that during that period of time, that 7-year period called the tribulation, we will not be dealing with currency as we know it today at all. My guess is that there will be some other means of buying and selling during that period of time. To some extent, it may well involve gold and silver, too. But my guess is we're not going to have the currencies that we have today, nor will they be dealing with the economic system that we deal with today.
And, Eric, I think the quotation, as I remember it, was a day's labor for a bushel of wheat or 4 bushels of barley, as I remember.
Right.
Okay, fine. Well, we're going to have to run. Anything else you wanted to ask, Eric?
No, that was his commentary. That was good. Thank you.
God bless. Let's go to Joe, who's calling us from the Bronx. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan. How are you and your guests?
Doing just fine.
Okay, I'm very pleased to be on. I'd like to ask a question in regards to your idea on cash is king. What I don't understand, maybe you can help me to understand, is if you say cash is king, how could it be since they're trashing the value of the currency?
All right, a very legitimate question. How would you answer that, Patrick? Because this is something I think confusing to a lot of people.
Well, it is, and I tell you, it's confusing. I say it's just confusing just about everyone. What's been going on internally in our country, regardless of what's going on externally with our currency, within our own country, there's a certain measure of constant of stability, if you will, on what the currency means to us. Now, that could change from year to year, it's true. But the idea of cash is king within our nation right now is that if you had a need to get your hands on, say, a chunk of money, say $10,000, say you need surgery or some real big need comes up and you got to have 10 grand. 10 years ago, you could borrow 10 grand. Anybody could borrow 10 grand. Anybody could get their hands on it quickly. Go to the bank, signature loan, equity loan in your house, whatever. Boom.
you got 10 grand in your checking account in 2 days. You can't do that today. If you don't have the cash in hand, you can't go out and say, hey, Mr. Banker, can I borrow 10 grand? They say, no, what's your aggregate? And even if he says yes, it's going to take you 3 months to get through the paperwork to get it. And the other thing is you say, well, I'll sell that rental property that I have, or I'll sell my, you know, sell some real estate or something. Well, you know, maybe in the current market you might sell a bit faster, but otherwise, good luck selling real estate in a distressed market, you know, to get what you need out of it to get some cash in hand. You basically give it away. So the deal with cash is when you need it, how quickly and easily can you get your hands on it? And this is why people are holding on to cash today and not spending it. They sense this. They sense that cash is harder and harder to come by. The jobs have gone to pot. People working part-time where they used to have full-time jobs. You know, maybe they're just kind of making a day-to-day whatever, and they've got a few $100 left in the bank, and they say, you know what? We're not going to give up that money for anything, because we might have an emergency where we need it, and we can't earn it, we can't borrow it, we don't have friends, they're all tapped out. You get my point?
Does that answer your question, Joe?
I guess it's like a dichotomy. It's the cash is being trash, and yet it's scared money.
Absolutely. And basically, we're living in very unusual and very dangerous times. And a lot of people are going to have a lot of trouble. A lot of people are going to lose an awful lot before this is over. And, Chris, down the line, Chris, we may lose most of the value of our currency. But right now, of course, it does buy, and we're just going to have to wait and see what unfolds. That's what we do, and we'll be on the front lines warning you as this story unfolds. Anything else, Joe?
Well, the other thing I'd like to add, still, if you do have precious metal, you could always trade that in for cash, right?
Well, you can. You could take that approach and say that you could, but very few people are going to be able to make change for you either. There is a place for precious metals. I'm not saying that there isn't, but I don't think that should be your primary thing right now. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Joe.
Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless, and okay, fine. Well, of course, I guess it's Patrick Wood. And once more, Patrick, let's get your website out.
Sure, Dr. Stan. It's augustforecast.com.
Augustforecast.com. That's one word, augustforecast.com. And Patrick's got some fascinating thoughts, and certainly I believe he's right on technocracy. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Patrick, thanks very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Highly welcome, Dr. Stan.
Good night. God bless.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625. Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Patrick Wood. Well, I think he's a very, very impressive individual. I put a lot of confidence in what Patrick says. I disagree with him. I think that many people should be putting a significant part of what they have in gold and silver. Perhaps if they have enough for to sell, pardon me, to save, why maybe even up to half of it. And basically, the other thing is, though, diversify, diversify, diversify. Because we're moving into problems when, and at times when I think most people are going to lose the majority of what they have, unfortunately, because we're moving into a position of financial uncertainty. Well, certainly we do hope many of you out there will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We hope many of you want to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, or another talk and DVD, certainly on the secret, population control, the secret agenda. Population control, the secret agenda, because both of these will take you into a number of different facets of what's going on today and hopefully prepare you to understand the dark and sinister spiritual forces that are at work, intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Then I would simply mention to you that if you have children or grandchildren, do not put them into public education, get them out. We are certainly encourage people to go into the Robinson Homeschool curriculum. It will cost you about $17 a year on average for your curriculum between kindergarten and 12th grade. That's $17 a year. It all is on CDs. Now, you will have to buy separately the math textbook, but you get those on a yearly basis. But the whole system is set out so that the child can teach themselves. It will not take a great deal of your time. And basically, the children do go at their own speed. They do well. In fact, Dr. Robinson's two sons, actually, when they entered college, they skipped the first 2 years of college because they were so far ahead of all their contemporaries graduating from public schools. So if you'd like to get more information on the Robinson Homeschool curriculum, basically this is the time when the children are going to be lining up to get into government schools where they'll destroy their faith in God and family and country. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll give you the information. And I hope that you love your kids and your grandkids enough to get them out of public schools into private education. And certainly one of the best ways to go is the Robinson Homeschool curriculum, because certainly they're with adults. They have adult attitudes. And basically, there's all the difference between a homeschooled child and a child that goes even to a Christian school or to a public school. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com. Now, you can listen to our radio programs there, live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. We archive our programs for 6 weeks. You can read our newsletters going back many years, a decade or more. Certainly, you can watch many of the DVDs we have up there. That's all free. We want you to get the information. We have a section on other DVDs on the web, and certainly a lot of YouTubes out there, which we think are important if you want to hear President Obama talking about his Muslim faith, where you only actually hear him say, yes, I'm so glad that John McCain isn't criticizing my Muslim faith. And then, of course, the reporter says, you mean your Christian faith? And without blinking an eye, Obama said, oh, yes, my Christian faith. Well, why would John McCain be criticizing his Christian faith? Well, of course, obviously, he's a Muslim. He knows that. But then there are many other things about Barack Obama that are far more sinister than that. Under any circumstances, please go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to encourage others to go there to listen to our programs. If you're in a position to help financially, we can certainly use your help so we can maintain our network of stations across America. And then we ask you to pray for America and pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain.